Good morning, friends and family. I truly hope that everyone is excited to be here this Sunday morning and have had and will continue to have a superb weekend and are excited about the word that's about to go forth, because this week we have been blessed to have been talking about be careful who you keep around you. It truly is a powerful message indeed, because we are making sure that we are cognizant of who is present, who is in front of us, who is speaking in our ears, who is having influence over our lives. Let's think about it. Who, by their presence, by their speech, by what they do, has an influence over our lives? God tells us that we've got to be aware of bad company. He even tells us throughout Scripture in many situations that we are to flee from that company. So that's just something for us to be constantly aware of, and something that we must be not only aware of those others, but then who are we to others in our lives? Right? In Hebrews 12:1, it tells us to let us throw off everything. I brought it up, this scripture, on Wednesday. Let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that it easily entangles. Because sin, anything that around us, can easily trip us up, can easily drag us down. And we have to be careful whose lives we mix up in those situations and how we are exposed to those things. So as we go forward this morning, this is the perfect time, as we're getting settled in, perfect time to reach out to a friend, to get them on the line, perfect time, because this is an important message for us all to hear and partake in, and perfect time to just be up and ready to receive God's word. So let's go ahead and get started with our leader, Mr. Tellius Carr. Good morning, Mr. Carr.
Good morning, Ms. Tiana.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing wonderful. And yourself?
Great, thank you.
Good deal. Do you mind opening us up with prayer, please?
Sure. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this amazing opportunity to fellowship together, to be on this line, and to start off this morning just honoring and celebrating you. As we go forward on this call, Heavenly Father, let's do so with open hearts and open minds so that we can receive all that you have for us. You tell us to be careful who we keep around us. Heavenly Father, may we too also be careful what we say, what we do, as we impact others who you are calling to be in the life with you. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. So be careful who you keep around you. This is very important, y'all. This topic, I love the topic. It's pertinent for our growth in Christ.
Yes.
I really believe that. So we got to take heed to it and really hone in the subject matter, dive into it, become it, fill yourself with it, be engulfed in it. Okay? We can uncover some layers. Be careful who you keep around you. Isn't it mighty funny that we are always careful who we keep around us, but we're not careful of the company that we are to them?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Y'all know that? It's the mm-hmm. growing trend. What is called P-E-E-R, pressure. Is that something?
Mm-hmm.
Peer pressure is real, even as adults. But the stakes are higher. Not as if they wasn't high as a child, but they're high. Because, see, as a child, people try and get you to do physical things. As an adult, Satan tries to get you to do spiritual things.
All right.
See, the ante increases. Because to whom much is given, much is required. Now you know better. And when you know better, is it
obvious? You do better, sir. You do better.
Yeah, I know that. This is important. Hence the Bible says, be careful of the company that you keep. Now, if it tells you that, what is it telling them?
Amen.
Are you upright and in God? Well, I know the whole saying is nobody's perfect. But didn't God tell you to be perfect because he's perfect? And when you're in God, you understand what perfection truly is. You know that it's not an exterior count simply because the Bible, he explains that, Miss Sienna.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible literally, y'all, explains that. He says that
yes.
God does not judge the exterior.
Yes.
Man judges the outward appearance. But God mm-hmm. judges the internal things. So when God
yes.
tells us to be perfect, since he doesn't judge the external, why are you basing your, why are you basing your perfection off of what you naturally do and your past and what you think is your future? Even your present.
Great question.
You see, when we say we're not going to be perfect no more, that means we're not in tune with God. So the company that we keep, it can't be, y'all, we can't be around God thinking like that. Because the more you're around God, and the more God is in you and you're in God, what happens is the mindset starts to change. Hence the Bible says, the mind that Jesus had, let us also have. In other words, don't you know that you can walk with Jesus, disciples, and still disciples, be disciples, just like disciples, Judas? You understand?
Yes, indeed.
As a matter of fact, you don't have to say that they can be like Judas. They can be like Bartholomew. They can be like Matthew. They can be like Simon Peter. You know, all of them, although they walked with salvation, wasn't saved. If they were saved, why then did they doubt? It wasn't until Jesus came back, oh, my God, and had to show himself before them. Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Huh? Be careful of the company that you keep. Because here's the thing. Although they walk with Jesus, they never infected peer pressure Jesus. You understand?
Yes.
The funny part about it, Miss Deanna, is that Jesus, never infected them right away.
Yes.
Did y'all see that story? Y'all heard the story. It wasn't a parable. Jesus actually walked the face of the earth, and he had 12 disciples. Find it funny how all his disciples, they had other people to write in books. They didn't walk with Jesus, but if you wrote a book in the Bible, Paul, you had to have Paul or walk Paul with Jesus, Paul. The company that you keep, Paul, because he wouldn't let you write nothing, Paul. That's not his word, Paul, because his word, Paul, is him, Paul. You see,
amen.
Good, isn't it? Be careful of the company that you keep, because from the abundance of the heart, the mouth shall flow. In other words, if God is in your heart, he should be coming out of your mouth, right?
Amen.
At all, correct.
Yes, sir.
You start to talk. See, gossip and gospel. Gossip tries to emulate and mimic gospel. Because, you know, when you hear gossip, what you start to enact, what you hear. Yes, Miss Tiana, it messes with your psyche. You cannot sit in a room and keep on letting people talk about somebody and it not become a part of your psyche. You either want information gathering or number two, you're establishing something. You're establishing ground. This is why we act funny around people because of the gossip. But this is why we also should act right around people because of the gospel. Lord, have mercy.
Amen.
What's your conversations looking like this morning, people? What is it looking like? I don't want to be like the people in the building, right? Touch your neighbor and say what it's looking like. But I'm asking you, what does it look like? And who are you hanging around?
Come on.
Don't be deceived. Bad company will, in fact, corrupt good manners. Did you not know that?
Yes.
Well, I'm only going to hang out. I don't do what they do. Now, what's going to happen is either you can start to do what they do or they're going to do what you do. Who's affecting who? The Bible says, what does light have to do with darkness? What fellowship do they have together? Ain't that something?
It is.
Come on, I need full attention. I don't need you doing anything else. What do they have to do to get each other? People? Nothing at all.
Mm-mm.
Hmm? Come on, let me turn to a scripture right quick. Let's go here, Miss Tiana. Hold on. Just scrolling through. Go ahead and start with 1 Corinthians 15:33. Read to them that one. 1 Corinthians 15:33. Y'all write that down. 1 Corinthians 15:33.
They be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners. Amen.
Y'all got to read it one more time for them.
Be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners. Amen.
Y'all, let's go ahead and be real clear. You only have two types of people in the world. Those who belong to Satan and those who belong to God. Point blank, period.
That's right.
And you got to decide what company you keep. The Bible says to come out from amongst them, them. Who is them? We got this thing confused that, you know, we've established somehow, some way that we're not supposed to judge people. If you don't judge, how do you know what to hang around and follow versus not what to hang around and not follow?
That's right.
Because if you're not, if you're not influencing them, guess what they're doing to you?
Influencing you.
Acts chapter 26, Miss Tiana. I want to give some scripture this morning now. Come on, y'all. Be careful of the company that you keep. Be careful who you keep around you. Miss Tiana, Acts 26:18.
To open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. Amen.
In other words, you have people that live in darkness and you have people that live in light.
Yes, sir.
Understand? In other words, you got people, listen to the scripture now, you have people that's literally going to have eternal life, and then you can have people that's going to have eternal death. Life and death lie in the power of the tongue. Just because it sounds good, does it give you eternal life, or does it give you eternal, Lord have mercy, death? From the abundant, Lord have mercy. How you know Tiana, a good woman? That's eternal death. Mr. Carr, how is that eternal death? The Bible says to the corrupt, all things are corrupt. But to the pure, all things are pure. See, when you have to fill in the blank because you don't know, do you operate in faith or do you operate in fear? In other words, does it sound like Jesus or does it sound like Satan? What company are you keeping around you? How does it sound like Jesus, Mr. Carr? You say, how does it sound like Jesus? I'm glad you asked then. Simply because of this. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Do you want people to look at you and say, I don't know about them?
Come on.
Do you not want them to give you the benefit of the doubt? Do you want people to say, well, God knows my heart about you? But do you know? See, here's the thing. One gives eternal life and one gives eternal death.
Yes.
I know we probably never heard of it, but if there's an eternal life, it has to be an opposite, a polar opposite to be exact. It's called eternal death. How do you speak? Here's the thing, Miss Tiana. You got to be careful who you keep around you because the people who are schooling you, it's your ears, very well may not be living an eternal life. So what they have done is they have staggered death to make it more acceptable. It's called peer pressure. In other words, you hear stuff like, well, I'm going to sin. Everybody sin. Well, that's you. I'm not being – see, when I stand before God, it's not one of those things where he's about to bring everybody account into mine.
Amen. Amen.
But see, because of the company that you keep, now that's your mentality. You know, love yourself first. Show me where the Bible says that, and I'm going to show you a cross. And I'm going to show you on the cross where he didn't love himself first. So who is telling you how you should live eternal life?
Come on.
What company are you keeping around you? Is it thus said the Lord, or thus said your friend? Or fear even? What company you keep? I love it. What company you keeping around you? That's my little sunshine, Tiana. She keeps everything light. She keeps me in line with this. What company you keeping around me? Keeping around y'all? Oh, you the bad apple.
Come on.
How we look at things in life? Come on, y'all. What's really going on? We say we have the relationship with God. How you have the relationship with God and don't have answers?
Yes.
Now, you keeping God in your company now. The Bible says, how can two walk together lest they be in agreement? That means as you walk and you believe in God, right? Because that's the extent. I believe in God. Mr. Breed, what is it? I believe in God. Well, tell me this. Is it good enough to believe in God? Because we believed in our parents, but we was devious like a mug.
Sure was.
We also believed that we was going to get a whipping, and we didn't care. But just because you, quote-unquote, believe in something, don't mean that you will, quote-unquote, follow it.
Amen.
Hello?
That's real.
Do you not believe that Satan is real? I do. And since I believe it, that means I have faith in knowing that he is real. But my faith is not in him. Uh-oh.
Come on.
Uh-oh. You got to be careful of the company you keep now, y'all. Be careful who you keep around you. Because what happens is you start to pick up their fleas. See, they start to scratch because of fleas, and eventually you're going to start to scratch because of fleas. See, we heard that you got to be careful who you lay with. You got to be careful who you sit with, too.
That's right.
Why do you think you and your homegirl, your homeboy, think alike so much? If y'all didn't get along, y'all wouldn't be homegirls or homeboys.
That's right.
Oh, my God. Ain't that something, y'all?
It is.
Okay, I said I was going to get some more scripture. I'm not done. I thought I was done. Done.
Get it.
2 Corinthians, Miss Tiana, 6 and 14. Hit him with that left jab right quick, Miss Tiana. Be careful who you keep around you. Be careful who you keep around you. Don't have an exterior view on this. Also have an internal view on this. In other words, God, don't make me a good... Lord, I'm sorry. God, don't send me a good man. Make me a good woman. Lord, see, that should be the talk. God, it's not that he's so good to me. God, make me good to him. Woo! Boy, y'all don't hear that, huh?
Yeah.
Everybody searching for love. Won't you become love? Be careful of what you... Go ahead and read that scripture, Miss Tiana. On here with this one.
Do not be yoked together with unbelievers. For what do righteousness and wickedness have in common? Or what fellowship can light have with darkness?
Ooh.
Amen.
Read it one more time, Miss Tiana, because I thought, you know, he was talking about married folk. Wink, wink. I didn't think that, but that's what people think he's talking about married folk. Read that again, Miss Tiana.
Do not be yoked together with unbelievers. For what do righteousness and wickedness have in common? Or what fellowship can light have with darkness? Amen.
When God speaks, it's just like a parent speaking, but on a higher level. The parable is our low-budget movie. Look at him directly talking to us. In other words, you can't misinterpret that. In other words, I'm not going to be making excuses for you, child. Talking about them kids influence you. I'm telling you before you go to school, don't you be caught up in that foolishness.
Come on.
Well, guess what, adults? Guess what our school is, adults? We go to school 24/7, adults. It's called Earth. You thought you graduated, and you didn't. Lord, I'm Earth. You sitting in class, Earth, And who you keeping around you? Because you know Daddy going to come back. He got a report card sitting in his hand. That's what happened. Daddy is a teacher. He ain't the substitute. Like we think he is, he come in every so often and he's the get over. Just because he looked that way, don't trust me, don't play with him. Huh?
Definitely.
Be careful you keep him. Y'all, man.
Y'all catch this? Yes.
Be careful who you keep around. Let me read the other one, Miss Tim. This Bible.
Okay.
It says, do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. For what partnership? Fellowship. Huh? What partnership has righteousness with lawlessness? That which is bad. In other words, that which breaks the law. Breaks the law of God. Okay. What partnership does righteousness have with things that disobey God? Or what fellowship has light with darkness? He's asking the question. If he asks the question, you know he already know the answer, right?
Yes.
Lord have mercy. Mr. Carr, how are you supposed to win over people if you're not hanging around them? Look at the, by default. It's funny how we want to hang around people we want to hang around, but then the other people we don't want to hang around, can't stand them. Watch this. The Bible said, if you lift me up, I will draw. In other words, it don't matter how much you've been hanging around your homegirl, your homeboy, your parents, your step-parents, your brothers, your siblings, your friends, your coworkers. It don't matter how much you've been hanging around them. Why they still the same? Now, if they are the same and you've been hanging around with them, wink a week, you probably change and you don't even know it. Let me say this again, Miss Tiana. If they're the same, they hadn't gotten in God. Just because they got a little bit better, they hadn't gotten in God. I love it. See, either you're getting worse or you're getting better. If they haven't changed, somebody didn't change, because how can both y'all walk together unless y'all be in agreement? That means if they still the same, somebody's actually starting to think, look, reason just like them. And you didn't even know it.
Yes.
Because sin will put you in a state of denial.
Mm-hmm.
What fellowship, what partnership does righteousness have with lawlessness? What partnership, what fellowship does light have with darkness? In other words, if you continually at odds with people, you know, that's their daddy, but we ain't together type mentality. If you're having a disagreement with, how can you get down with them? Y'all can't even sit in the same room.
Right. Mr. Carr, may I share another version?
Please do. Tell them what you got.
It says, don't become partners with those who reject God.
Oh, Lord, hold on. Oh, Paul, right there, Miss Tiana. Now, let's test that. Don't become partners with those who reject God. See, we have this mentality that we okay with keeping certain people around us because we like them. And we make excuses for them. And we become partners with them.
Mm-hmm.
But how you partner with somebody, the Bible says when you see your brother in error, go to them in love, lest ye be tempted and also fail. In other words, they fail, and you did too.
Come on.
Because nobody want to check nobody. Iron's supposed to sharpen iron. Who is being sharpened over there? Who's being sharpened? Go ahead, Miss Tiana. I'm sorry.
Don't become partners with those who reject God. How can you make a partnership out of right and wrong? That's not partnership. That's war. Is light best friends with dark? Amen.
Why do you think the Bible says, Lord have mercy, why do you think, watch this, y'all, the Bible says, watch it. To befriend the world is to be an enemy of God. In other words, God not going to have those around him that are also, you can't straddle the fence. You thought he was playing when he said, choose ye this day?
Mm.
See, some of us are okay with having relationships on an intimate level, yet alone relationships on a platonic level, that people straddle the fence. You know, Tiana, that's between you and DJ. I'm cool with him. I know y'all ain't talking, but I'm cool with him. Heck to the no. I'm going to get to the bottom of this. I'm going to see which one of you are right standing in God, not in Tellius, but in God. And I'm going to tell you, the one that's living under the law, okay, I'm talking about outside the law, that you're wrong. I'm not going to say both of you need to get together. One of you very well may need to get it together. I'm coming at you, and I'm going to let you know. And from that, I'm going to disassociate myself. See, people say they don't have nothing to do with me. It has everything to do with me. Why would I be two-faced, as they would call it? Why?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but why? We okay with living two-faced lives in the natural, yet alone in the spiritual. You know, the life that says, God, I'm with you on Sunday and Wednesday. I'm with you when my mama needs something. I'm with you when a loved one is hurting. I'm with you when a friend is down in the dumps. But God, when I got it going on, in other words, when I don't need you, I'm with the world. See that two-facedness?
Yeah. Yes, indeed.
Let me put it in biblical terms. The double-mindedness, didn't the Bible say, didn't he say, a double-minded man is unstable in all thy ways?
Mm. Come on. Yes, it does.
Uh-huh. I love it. He's telling you exactly what it is, right?
It is. He is.
What you got on that, Miss Tiana? What they say, what you got on my 40? What you got on that, Miss Tiana?
What I got on that is that we try to fit in. We try to become sort of the in crowd in different situations instead of bringing righteousness to the situation. We would rather hang out with what is not good because it's what's right in front of us and don't know when to turn away. And I bring that up because one of the scriptures in reviewing this topic that I came across was from Luke chapter 12, verse 14, chapter 12 and chapter 14. There were 10 men that were lepers. As they looked, they were made clean. And I bring this up because in this situation, there were 10 lepers that actually went to Jesus Christ and begged him to heal their leprosy. And Jesus told them, well, no, you need to go and present yourselves to the priest at the temple. But before they got to the temple, Jesus cured them.
Mm-hmm.
But Jesus had to send them away because they were amongst other lepers. So they were amongst what they felt was the in crowd. Mm-hmm. But it required a separation. It required a distance before they could actually be healed. Jesus in that moment was making sure that they easily did not lapse or relapse back into their old ways. He had to provide that distance for them so that they can be careful who they keep around them. But it was from that point forward, with that distance, that they were able to be cured and understand what that difference from righteousness and unrighteousness.
You just hit some things on the head, but I just want to touch to a few of them. Y'all, every moment Jesus had on this earth, he was careful we kept around him. Every moment Jesus had, he selected the 12. Every moment Jesus had was a heaven moment. Look at what she said. 10 lepers, but they had to be separated.
Yes. Come on.
But God needs your outside to be bad so that he can heal something on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times God will give you a physical ailment, even a mental stumbling block for some that they can't get over concerning you. But that's only to separate you.
Right.
Because you wouldn't separate yourself otherwise. Lord have mercy.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed.
Boy. Lord, you thought it's because she didn't like you. You thought because he didn't like you. You thought it was because of your skin color and your size. You thought because it was the way you looked. But God had bigger plans. So he had to separate you because otherwise you wouldn't have heard him no other way.
That's right.
And you know, when we're rejected by people, we start to be accepted by God. You know, that's the mentality. You know, we start to dive all the way in. But see, he separated the 10 lepers from people. Oh, my goodness. Watch where I'm going here. But watch when Jesus even spoke to the multitude. Do y'all not understand that he pushed away from the sea? Pushed away from the banks of the shores. He went on the water to do it. Uh-oh. Now, this is a whole other moment when the water, the word of God hovered over the water.
Yes.
Well, y'all see it?
Yes.
And let that be light. Look at how he's calling people again over water. Huh? But look at where he's doing it from, a distance. See, when you say love somebody from a distance, that means you still got to leave them a lifeline to come back. But look, guess who he had with him? This old F-O-O-L called Peter because he was on his boat.
Yes. Come on.
Y'all better see which boat he was on. Lord, have mercy. Ain't that something? Look at the
company
around him, which was foolish. Now watch where I'm going with this. Peter, after he got it together, his shadow used to heal people. See, the thing is, but he spoke to them from the multitude. From the middle of the water, from a distance.
Yes.
He spoke. See, you got to be careful who you keep around you. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
If God spoke to them, let him speak to them right now. That don't mean you tear people away from you. That means that I push away from shore, but I leave a word for them.
Amen.
Oh, as far as Peter, he had bigger and better plans. Because, see, even the Peter that he kept around him, he sharpened Peter. Because he said, Peter, do you love me three times? Because you're about to deny me three times.
Yes, indeed.
Peter got agitated with God, but you denied him three times. He ain't never get agitated with you.
Come on.
Y'all follow me?
Yes, indeed.
This is good to me, Miss Sienna. Let me get real quick. I'm going to give them two more, and then we're going to close this out. Be careful.
Right.
Keep around, y'all. Okay? Mm-hmm. 1 Corinthians 15:33. Be careful, because bad company will corrupt good character. Be careful. The people you keep around, they're not in God. Talking about, well, everybody got to get it right. Yeah, you better have it right before you go up in there, before you come out acting just like it is. Hello?
Yes, indeed. Yes.
It also says unbelievers. Hold on. Unbelievers. Hold on. If we are unbelievers, we are sin. We are slaves to sin. We are unbelievers. Miss Sienna, read John 8:34. Y'all, if you're an unbeliever, you are a slave to something. And it's called S-I to the end. Miss Sienna, what you got?
Jesus replied, very truly I tell you, everyone who sins is a slave to sin.
Oh, Lord. They thought I made that up. If you are an unbeliever, if you are a sinner, you are a sin to slave. It don't matter what Mr. Carr say, what Ms. Tiana say, what Mr. DJ say. It don't matter what we say. Thus said the Lord. If you are a sinner, hold on. Read it to him again, Ms. Tiana.
Jesus replied, very truly I tell you, everyone who sins is a slave to sin.
The Bible that I have said everyone who practices sin is a sin to slave. To practice something means to do it over and over again.
Yes.
See, practice, some people say, well, I did it one time. Baby, same character, different plot. Huh? Same character, different scene.
Can I share one more?
Come on. Whoa, come on. You know I'm with that. What you got?
Jesus says, I tell you most solemnly that anyone who chooses a life of sin is trapped in a dead-end life and is, in fact, a slave.
In other words, master coming to get you. It's called slave patrol. Oh, the po-po.
Yes.
Po-po coming to get you. You're going to be tracked down. Now, watch this. You got to be careful. When master come and get them, they're not coming to get you either. You got to be careful what you keep around you. Huh?
Amen.
Hold on. That's one side of it. But when you're a child of God, read 1 Corinthians 7:22, Miss Tiana. See, the Bible answers everything. Somebody told me a long time, no, it don't. I ain't even entertaining that crap because I can't keep you around me because you're going to have me sitting in a backslidden situation with my mouth and my tongue just going haywire. You know, I'm cussing and fussing with you when I shouldn't be cussing and fussing.
Come on.
Because of the bad company that I keep, and it has infected me. That's why half of us talk the way we talk, because of the people who are around us. You know, when you listen to a good a song and you really like it, whether that song be good or bad, you're about to have it in your head for the rest of the day.
Here you are.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
What you got on that, Miss Tiana?
For the one who, sure, 1 Corinthians 7:22, for the one who was a slave when called to faith in the Lord is the Lord's freed person. Similarly, the one who was free when called is Christ's slave. Come on.
Let me read from this Bible. Thank you so much for that, Miss Tiana. For he who was called in the Lord as a bond servant. Calling the slave, bond servant, slave. Because you're in bondage.
Right.
But you're a servant of God. Oh, my God. Catch what he's saying now. That means you're going to be a slave to something. You better be careful what you keep around you. Because whatever it's a slave to, and you actually diving in, you will become a slave to. That's not true. Who's infecting who? It's Jesus.
Come on.
Faith on their behind, his 12. He stayed checking them. Do you check yours? Well, I don't want to argue. Right. Mm-hmm. You don't want to argue. There you go. They're checking you.
Yes.
Ah. Because from the abundance of the heart, the mouth, for he who was called in the Lord as a bondservant, as a slave, is a freed man of the Lord. Likewise, he who was free when called is a bondservant of Christ.
Yes.
Y'all see it?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. We slaves to God.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. When you're in God, you become a slave to God. And when you become a slave to something, you obey it.
Amen.
So when God says, be careful what you keep around you, because bad company will corrupt good manners, we're very careful because we're limited. In other words, you got limited time to be around me, Satan, before I dismiss you.
Mm-hmm.
You got about 10 seconds to speak and get a response from me, because I'm not doing this every day with you. So when the Bible says, Satan, get ye behind me, the only reason why you didn't tell certain people to get around you, because you like them more than you like God. Lord, have mercy. Come on, Miss Tiana. Because see, anything that you like above something else, you're going to quench what the other thing is telling you. You will become a servant. You become a servant. You become a slave to something. See, you're going to be a slave to either sin or God.
That's right.
Now, if you're talking about ain't none of my friends in Christ, how you a friend of theirs? Well, they're getting there. Ain't nobody perfect. How, again, are you a friend? Who's influencing who?
Come on. Come on.
Because if you in Christ and they not in Christ, how you call them a friend? Call them associates. Call them what they are, number one. Number two, shouldn't it be some rearrangement of the furniture? In other words, they're around me, Judas, because they want to be around me, Judas. See, when they go run away, Judas, it's not because I killed them. They kill themselves. But the word in my mouth is so strong. Huh? Remember that we light in darkness. Nobody will infect me, influence me. In other words, we don't go by peer pressure. We don't go by spirit pressure either. In other words, I am a slave to God, and I choose to stay there. It's by free will that I will be there. And if you're not a slave to God, we can't rock the same way. Because, see, we're not pulling the same load. That's why the Bible says be equally yoked. Not like an egg, Y-O-L-K, like an oxen, Y-O-K-E-D. Being equally yoked means we got to be pulling the same thing. And if you're not helping me, you're hindering me. And if I'm not helping you, I'm hindering you. So we need to go our separate ways if we both not going to be in this thing together pulling for the same God. Because if you're pulling for that master and I'm not, or I'm pulling for this master and you're not, we need to go our separate ways, because all we're doing is going around and around and around in circles. Think about it. When one is pulling forward and one is pulling back, what does it create? A circle. Now, I wonder why the children of Israel went around that same mountain for 40 years, the same wilderness. You know why? Because some of them said, I wanted to be in God. Some of them didn't want. And the ones who didn't want to be in God, the ones who wanted to be in God but still hung around them, guess what they end up doing? Conforming to them. That's why they went around that mountain. But see, the only way you can go straight is that Jesus be lined up with God. He was taken to the wilderness to be tempted by Satan. In other words, when you're a friend of God, oh, my God, you get instruction from God, oh, my God. In other words, I'm a pull in the same direction. We'll never go around in a circle.
Come on.
You see why people go back and forth in relationships? It's because one is trying to be in God, one is not trying to be in God. But the one who's in God doesn't have the wherewithal to say, let me detach from you. And that's why you're a friend today, mad next month, next week, y'all back friends, next year y'all back friends, y'all in a relationship, then y'all no longer. You see how that go?
Mm-hmm.
Be careful. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Y'all got it? Huh?
Yeah.
Very careful. Be very careful. Mm-hmm. Who you keep around you. I know it's Halloween, but you go ahead and play them Halloween games you want to, and then talk about you and God. Go to your Halloween master. Ain't nothing wrong with it. Ain't nothing right with it. Ain't nothing right with it. Go ahead and play that little game you want to. The Bible I read says, let it be done on earth as it's done in heaven. You don't never have fun, Mr. Carter. You don't understand fun until you're in God. Go ahead and play that game. But you would never know because you're not in God. Go ahead and play it. But that same energy you have for Halloween, make sure you have it when the day Jesus calls you here. Yeah? In other words, what you're doing for Halloween, do it then. Don't hide now. Because when you got to hide something from people, that means you openly know it was wrong. You living your best life? Okay. If that's what you think is best and you cursing and you doing that kind of stuff, so be it. Nobody can convince you, because if God can't, you know I can't. be careful who you keep around you. Let's go ahead and pray, Ms. Tiana.
Heavenly Father, we just so thank you for the word that's gone forth. We are so grateful for the reminder of if we surround ourselves with sin, then man, we will so imitate that sin. So Heavenly Father, may we focus on you. May we take in your word. May we read it. May we hear it. May we seek it and surround ourselves with those who represent you. May we know whom you are in our lives, so that we, Heavenly Father, can, as you tell us to be Christ-like, imitate you. We thank you again for this word. We thank you for this ministry, and we thank you for our leader. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Y'all have a great, beautiful, lovely day. Okay? Go outside. Go get some exercise. Wash your car. I know you ain't washed that car in about 3 years. But wash the rims at least. Y'all have a great day. I'll see y'all this evening. Okay, 8 o'clock p.m. Y'all know we rock and rolling. We going part two. Be careful, you. Keep around you. Y'all have a great day.
Bye-bye.